Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministry. We join today's message, See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, already in progress.
2,150 people a week die every week in America alone because of the wrong prescription drug. Every week, people go to doctors, and doctors give them a prescription. They have no idea what's in that. People take pills or some kind of medicine, whether it be liquid or whatever it is, believing it's going to do something good for them, and for some of them, it may. But for 2,150 of them, they die. I had a man right here in my own church here a few years ago. Nice. I led him to Jesus. When he started coming to my church, he got saved. Dave and I took him out to the lake and baptized him because he was so big we couldn't baptize him in our baptismal. He was a big guy. He told me one day, he said, you know, it's wonderful to have the kind of faith that you got, that you can get things done. But he said, I don't have that kind of faith. And he said, I got some knees that I got injured playing football. He used to be a big pro football player. He said, so I'm going to the doctor and have new knees put in so I don't have any pain. So he goes down and has the surgery. Probably 7 o'clock in the morning. I still hadn't got up. So that morning she called and she said, Thurman, the hospital just called and said, I need to come down there. My husband is not responding. She said, what does that mean? I said, well, ma'am, I hope I'm wrong, but not responding means he's dead. She said, surely not, Thurman. He just had a knee surgery. I said, well, I hope I'm wrong, but go down there and see, and then call me and let me know what the deal is. So 2 hours later, she called back and she said, Thurman, you were right. He's deceased. I said, what happened? She said, yesterday when I went to visit him after the surgery, they had given him some kind of medication. I told them, but said, you tell them, whatever they gave me, don't give me any more of that. Said, it made me feel so bad and so rotten. He said, I don't want any more of that. He said, it's terrible. So she said, I told the nurse, don't give him that. We need to give him something else. I said, oh, he's okay. No problem. It'll be fine. So they gave him another shot of it the next morning, and in 30 minutes, he was dead. He's gone because they gave him the wrong medication. In a hospital in the United States of America, a man was killed right there that morning because of a stupidity of a nurse or a doctor. And yet we hear these things, and we as the church, now I don't have a problem with the world, because the world don't believe nothing anyway. But the church, my goodness gracious, we ought to believe the King. We have the King of kings and Lord of lords, do we not? We should call upon Him by faith. I've seen the Lord heal so many people, and some people that come here have never seen a miracle or healing in their life. I was one of those kind for a lot of years of my life. I went to a Baptist church, and I never saw a miracle. I never heard anybody talk about miracles from the pulpit. I didn't know there were such things until I started reading that book in detail. And the further I got into it and the more time I spent with God, I saw a God in this book that there's nothing impossible for Him. And He gave me the privilege to be His son, and even went so far to say to anyone that believes in me, not only can you do what I have done, but greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. Is that written in God's word? So then why don't we use it? I know what used to be wrong with me. I had several loose screws between this side and this side. Or loose wires or something. I don't know what it was. But I didn't trust God. Now, I had no problem going down there and trusting that doctor. You have no idea how many times in my life I've been to a doctor in my younger life, and they've given me medication or sewed me up when I got cut or whatever, and then give me something, and I took it, and they said, here's 12 pills, take 2 a day till you take them all. Guess what I did? Took 2 a day till I took 12 of them, you know. But in the last 35 years, I've learned the truth. In the last 35 years, I'm 75 years old, going on 76 in December. I have not been to a medical doctor for nothing except my pilot's checkup. You know, they have to give you one of those every couple of years. That's the only reason I go to a doctor. And they don't do nothing to me except look at me. In fact, the last time I was down here, got my physical, the doctor says, how old are you? And I told him. He says, how many medications are you on? I said, absolutely none. He says, you know, there's got to be something wrong with you. He looked at me. I could read everything. I mean, the big print, the little print, everything. I mean, I didn't have nothing wrong with me. And he said, I can't believe you can be in this kind of health. And he said, you know, have you ever had a what they call that, a colonoscopy or something like that? I forget what they call it. Some kind of test where they go in and check you. I understand it's pretty painful. He said, have you ever had one of those? I said, absolutely not. He said, at your age, you're way past time for that. He said, you need one of those. I said, oh, well, let me tell you what, it's going to be a long time before you do anything like that to me. I ain't going in and let no doctor do whatever they do to you and create problems. I've seen men that had nothing wrong with them until they went in and have a little problem checked out, and they give you a bunch of medication. When you get out of there, the side effects, and the first thing you know, in 6 months, a year, the guy's dead. There wasn't nothing wrong with him but a little whatever, a little gas pain or something. You know, who knows what it was? But you got to learn to trust God. He's the only doctor I've ever met that has no side effects with his medicine. Amen. You're going to have to learn to trust God. I saw my friend that was right here in this church, I saw him die because of that. But then as I started reading God's Word, I started reading things that it didn't make any sense to me. How many of you ever read in the Scripture about where God was using Moses to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Anybody ever read that story in the book? He says in there clearly that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Is that what it says?
More than once.
Oh, and what's that?
More than once.
More than once. You're right, Bill. Definitely more than once. So one day I was in a Bible study class in a Baptist church, and just years and years and years ago. Anyway, I asked the teacher, very good teacher. I loved him. He was a good man. I said, brother, why did he say that the Lord hardened his heart? And he said, well, Thurman, that's really not what that means. It really means that God allowed Pharaoh to harden his own heart. I said, but you know, that's not what it said. It said the Lord hardened his heart. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
You've read that story? Okay, now see, this is how we get in trouble. God says, I've done something, and then we believe it's not true. We got an idea of who we think God is, and I'm going to tell you, it's wrong. If your idea of who God is doesn't line up with the Word of God, then your idea, you're wrong. He said, let every man be a liar and God's word be true. Is that right? So if God says it, we got to believe it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I tell the story about Jenna, let's go to Exodus 23:25. Let's go to Exodus 23:25. I want you to see something here. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I, God, will take sickness away from the midst of you. What do you have to do to get God to take sickness away from you according to that one scripture? What does he say? And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your... In other words, if you serve the Lord, I know, serving the Lord is going to church when you feel like it. Is that right?
No.
Oh, well, serving the Lord would be tithing when you feel like it.
No.
Okay, if he says tithe, when do you tithe? Every week, is that right? So then why does the church not tithe? Why have we got a bunch of thieves in the church? I mean, I was on the county committee in a Baptist church, a big Baptist church. I ain't never been on a county committee in a Baptist church or any church ever in my life that more than 10 or 15% of the people tithe. That's the only place in God's Word where he says, I will curse you with a curse if you don't give me the first 10% of your income. Is that what he said, Bill?
Yes.
So do we not believe that? You know why so many people are sick and afflicted and die early? It's because they don't tithe. Somebody says, you know, God's not that kind of God. Oh, I can tell you in the New Testament, they say, that's the Old Testament. Let me move over into the book of Acts, and I'll show you about Ananias and Sapphira, where a young couple come in, and the man come in first. You heard this story? Ananias comes in and says, Peter, we sold our land and we want to give it all to the church. And immediately the Holy Spirit said, Peter, he's lying. He sold the land, okay. And he gave you, it doesn't say how much, I'm going to use 20 pieces of silver. He gave you 20 pieces of silver, but he sold it for 30. And he told you he gave it all. He lied. And so Peter got that revelation from God, from the Holy Spirit. And he said, Ananias, wasn't the place yours? Did we ask you to sell it? No. Didn't you just sell it because you wanted to? Yes. Couldn't you have kept him $10 and give us 20 if you'd have wanted to or whatever you want? Wouldn't that have been okay? Yes. Well, then why did you lie to the Holy Spirit? Why did you lie to God and say you're going to give it all to God when you really didn't? You kept part of it. Now, because you lied, he said, the men here are going to bury you. And Ananias dropped dead right just like that. When's the last time you saw somebody drop dead in church? And we want to know. We want to know why we're sick. And then his wife come in just 3 hours later. And when she come in, he says, you know, did you and Ananias really sell that piece of property for this much land and give it all to the church? Oh, yes. She said, that's the price. Why have you two worked together to figure out a way to lie to God? Now, because your husband lied, the men that buried him are coming back in right now, and you're going to die right now too, and they're going to take you out and bury you. And it said, she fell dead immediately and said, great fear fell upon the church. That would get anybody's attention, wouldn't it? Isn't it awesome the things that happens to us when it says serve the Lord? The church does not serve God. I mean, yesterday I was in a place of business, and there was three men walked in, and of course they come in to see a man I was with, and so that man introduced me to them, and I asked him, are you boys Christians? And one of them said, yes, I'm a Christian. And the other one said, no, I'm an atheist. I don't believe nothing. And I said, wow. And this young man here, he said, that boy's my brother. And he said, I believe in Jesus, but he don't. I said, okay, so he don't believe in Jesus. He went ahead and walked out the back door. I said, you really a Christian? He said, yeah, I'm a Christian. I said, where do you go to church? He said, I don't go. I said, you ain't much of a Christian. You don't know God very well. I said, he clearly tells you in his word, you're to go to church. You know, and that don't mean once every 2 or 3 or 4 months. You're supposed to be in church. That's why people are sick, inflicted, because they don't serve the Lord. That's why we got sickness and disease, because look at this. This is under the old covenant. If you serve, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, I want to ask a question. If God takes sickness away from you, how often should you be sick? Do y'all read that like I do? If I obey God and I do what he says, he says in his word, he's going to take sickness away from me. So now then, if he says that and I'm sick, what's the problem? Who's the problem with, me or him? It's always me, right? Let's go to this next one. And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. We miss that. Diligently.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.